Ernest, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
So, Jerome Powell, Federal Chair Jerome Powell, expressed concerns about the timing of potential rate cuts. So, what are the implications if the Fed has waited too long to cut rates, and how could this affect the economy?
I think it's a great question, but I don't think it can ever be too late. That's like saying it's too late to give a person a cash infusion. Mm-hmm. Ask the winner of 100 grand if she got the money too late. And they're like, they came right on time. So if we get a rate cut, it would definitely help the market overall because we need some breathing room somewhere. Like now, everything is higher and cash is compressed a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Even in this market, even though the stock market has went up a bunch, outside of Berkshire Hathaway, I haven't seen Warren sit down with Becky Quick in a long time. They'll usually do that when it's time for that sign of safety. They have not done it. Everything's right. I said it on stage. Jensen is not as great as, but he is his generation Steve Jobs. Everything is hanging on to a thread according to what NVIDIA is doing. So I don't think it would be too late for a rate cut. Now, if I was running for office and I had a lead, I would love a rate cut right now because it'll really be over with. So staying out of politics.
Who are you going with? CEO of the year. CEO of the year. Is it Jensen or is it Zuckerberg?
You have to, the answer goes to Jensen. Okay. Mark has done a great job though.
Okay.
Mark has done a great job, but I think Jensen, like when your decision making impacts the country,
yeah,
that's bigger than just business as a whole. Like he is the darling CEO and NVIDIA is a darling like publicly traded company of America right now. So I think he gets the edge.
And he has the corporate edge. I think he's in your pocket, right? Zuckerberg's in the world's pocket.
Yeah.
Literally. I mean, everybody is using his platform.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Powell has obviously he has a huge role to play, and it's a tough decision, right? He still is talking about having this 2% interest. Like, 2%, I don't know how.
I would not want that job, bro.
The problem is, if you make the cut, and all signs are pointing to a quarter cut in September, and the market's kind of, you know, priced that in already. If you make the cut, you know what happens to the market.
Oh, yeah.
It shoots up.
To the moon.
Right?
Meme coins going back up. All stocks are going up. Yeah.
If he cuts it to a half a point, now we're talking about, a real rise in the market.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a rise, then there could be the chance that inflation peaks up again.
Absolutely.
Now, if it peaks up again, now what?
And housing prices, man.
Then what? Right? Because this is a balancing act that becomes super difficult. So I understand why they haven't made one to this point, because he's watching the economic data. Geopolitical factors will play a role in that. Obviously, the catalyst of it, or maybe not catalyst of NVIDIA, will have a role to play in that. But it's delicate. It's like a super delicate, and that's why he has the toughest job. And I mean, I think he's done a pretty He's going to get to the soft landing. I know you said no about soft landing. They're pretty adamant in making it there. And if he can do this balancing act, it will be one. But if I don't know if because after September, I'll say this. After September, every indicator has shown that there's going to be a cut every month going into 25. All right, so we're talking maybe we shave inflation. We save the rates down by.
Wait, so they're going to do one September, October, November?
They had a quarter for September. They skipped October. They had a half a point in November, and then another quarter in December. So you're talking about
Senior Trump. You can wrap it up.
So then you can see a full point by the end of the year.
What? That's like if I go to everybody's house before investors and give them $3,000. Like, yo, I'm gonna be the people's favorite.
But
like,
you know who's gonna really win in the end? The retail investor, if that happens.
That's true.
Which is why you got to have. This guy give me the price, because if you're in that flow of it, then you're gonna
be able to take advantage of it.
Yeah,
for sure. Do you think they should cut rates September and October?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it'll help stimulate the economy
for sure,
and it'll help curb fears of a pending recession.
Yeah, they're doing a good job of putting that off.
Yeah,
that's like when your girl when I had a talk with you, but then you like. Gotta stay late for work, fellas. Stay I seen you.
Yeah, I gotta do a little overtime.
I know we gotta talk about overtime.
So speaking of NVIDIA, earnings come out Wednesday. A lot of people are anticipating their earnings. So
Super Bowl.
Bank of America is offering a market hedge.
Mistake.
on that. So hey, let's talk about that with Bank of America. And then also let's talk about NVIDIA's upcoming earnings report, right? Like what is the expectations for it?
I think there will be earnings, but I don't think it'll be a home run. I think people want blockbuster. Now, if you get blockbuster earnings, great, but I wouldn't set my hat to that. It goes back to your rule of investing of being conservative. I think if they set a conservative tone to over-deliver, going back to that under-promise, over-deliver, everything will be fine. As far as a hedge, I love everyone at Bank of America. Brian Moynihan, one of the best finance CEOs. But I think to offer a hedge for a retail investor at this time would be a mistake. Now, if you're institutional or fund manager, that may be different. But I don't think there is a hedge that will give you a great return if you miss out on the upside of NVIDIA for the next 2 or 3 years.
And a hedge is you're shorting.
Yeah. Or you're going opposite.
Got some puts.
Yeah. So, like, even if, let's say, you're positive that AMD or Supermicro would do better, maybe for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's been very clear that it's established, like, NVIDIA is going to be the leader for at least the next 2 or 3 years, especially if Tesla has to be removed or will be removed out of Mag 7. Like, you have to find another component to then put that in, because everything, you can't have a fund weighted 22% on NVIDIA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so have mild expectations. If they come in and hit a home run, even better. But I don't like going in. That's like when I was saying Bitcoin was going to 100,000. Once they place that expectation on it,
all you can do is fall onto that.
It's only down from there. It's only down.
Yeah, I think they'll hit a home run. I just don't think it'll be a grand slam.
Okay. I can see that.
Right. Because they've gone beyond that. Yeah. Like they're looking like Aaron Judge out here right now. Right. Yeah. So I think they're looking like Aaron Judge. Like Aaron Judge. I said they're looking like.
Oh, okay. Got you. Okay. Got you.
It was a pause.
It was a reach.
It was slight. Right. I don't know if it'll be a maybe, right? But I would anticipate a home run here. Based on all of the sales and the revenue that they're getting from, like you said, super corporate, the announcement of Blackwell, they said there was delays. They came back.
That's the only part that.
So that's what I'm saying. That is the slight thing, right? I said before, it was what is the cost worth to spend? And the other part is how delayed is the Blackwell product? Like I said, they're doing new innovation each year. Once they announced it, it was like, oh, wait, the product's going to be delayed already. Mm-hmm. They said there's not. The truth of that, it was overexploited, right? And so we'll see how many people have ordered that, because that will probably be in this quarter to see, since the announcement of it, how many orders have come and if it's going to meet the expectation of delivery by the end of this year or the top of next year. So that'll be interesting to see. I don't think we're going to get disappointed Wednesday.
No.
I don't.
No,
I think so. I think it's a home run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it's not, great. I'm buying more.
Yeah,
we'll see. Because sometimes, you know, Meta hit a home run and their stocks drop.
That's the interesting part about earnings. True. Yeah, you can hit a home run, rocking on all cylinders. And if we just talk mind share and use of app, I don't know an app that gets more use than
there.
Yeah, well, what's in the Meta between WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook? Right. Watch time is incredible. There maybe is YouTube is the next closest, maybe, but. I didn't see people on YouTube all week. I saw everybody on IG.
Everybody's there.
Yeah.
And that's part of being a publicly traded company, is that you have to do quarterly.
Yeah.
You have to release your financial statements to let the people know.
Ladies, you should make some of the men do the same thing. Put that paperwork out, fam.
Put your paperwork.
We'll talk about it on Blackout.
The P&L.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see how NVIDIA does.
That's actually a great idea.
No, it's not. We don't watch anybody's money.
So people be watching ours.
Lead that to the other people.
Profit or loss. So.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hi there, my name's Aaron Matek.
And I'm Katie Halper.
And we are Useful Idiots, the irreverent politics podcast calling out corporate politicians and their media stenographers.
Here, no one is safe from our ridicule. A wise journalist once said that all news can fit into the 4 basic food groups of news.
The 4 food groups are Democrats suck, Republicans suck, isn't that weird, and isn't that terrible. Each week, we deep dive on one news story from each category, covering the 2024 election, America's endless proxy wars, and so much more.
Plus, we host weekly interviews with politicians, journalists, writers, rock stars, comedians, and more.
Past guests include Noam Chomsky, Roger Waters, Abby Martin, Noor Erekat, Oliver Stone, Bernie Sanders, and David Cross.
So ditch corporate media and learn what's really going on in the world with Useful Idiots. New episodes drop every Friday wherever you get your podcasts.